AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Labor Day is the day that political candidates shift their campaigns into high gear. A fact of life not lost on Hillary Clinton as she chatted with reporters aboard her plane.
Yeah, last moments before the mad dash, the next 2 months, so I hope you guys are ready.
As Senator Bernie Sanders campaigned today in New Hampshire for Clinton, Sanders said there are a lot of reasons why he dislikes Donald Trump, but one stands out.
At a time of so many serious crises facing this country, what he has chosen to do is make the cornerstone of his campaign bigotry.
Hillary Clinton cracked a joke today about Trump as she battled a coughing spell near the beginning of a Labor Day rally in Cleveland.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Trump told a labor roundtable in Brook Park, Ohio, he's focused on bringing manufacturing jobs back to the U.S.
We will get our jobs back, and we're going to stop companies from leaving. And it's so easy. All they have to know is when they make a product in a different location than this country, that product doesn't come in here so easily like they think.
This just in, the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Newton has strengthened into a hurricane off Mexico's Pacific coast. Twin suicide bombings near the Afghan Defense Ministry in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, has left at least 24 people dead. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Police say a report of shots fired about 3 hours ago inside a Charlotte, North Carolina shopping mall were actually noises heard outside the building. The White House says President Obama will not meet in Laos with the President of the Philippines at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders. Aides apparently said it wasn't worth it. This is AP Radio News. Two of the top 25 teams meet tonight to wrap up the opening weekend of the collegiate football season.
The number 4-ranked Florida State Seminoles battle the number 11th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels tonight. The story will be at the quarterback spot. Florida State will be starting redshirt freshman DeAndre Francois, who won the starting job over redshirt senior Sean McGuire after McGuire fractured his right foot on the third day of practice. While a lot of eyes will be on Ole Miss's Chad Kelly after he led the Rebels to a 10-3 season and a Sugar Bowl win in 2015. Kyle Cassandra, Orlando.
Hugh O'Brien, who starred as Sheriff Wyatt Earp in one of television's earliest westerns, died today at his home in Beverly Hills. In a 1993 interview, O'Brien said he thought Kevin Costner and Kurt Russell would each portray Wyatt Earp in two separate movies that were about to be released.
He has the same frame that Wyatt Earp had, and the same with Russell. I think that they're both going to do an excellent job.
Hugh O'Brien, dead at the age of 91. I'm Ross Simpson.